Pharmac-funded research into whether people with epilepsy were imagining side effects from a medicine brand change has been suspended after four deaths were linked to the switch. The research included a video sent to patients as part of research into the nocebo effect, where patients suffer side effects brought on by a mistaken belief that their medication isn't working properly. The video was pulled and the research suspended yesterday after anger in the epilepsy community. Investigative reporter Guyon Espiner has more.
A video sent to patients with epilepsy was intended to help, but it's angered many.
Sometimes when a medicine changes, people begin to report new side effects. Research has shown that these are not always caused by the new medicine brand, but by what is known as the nocebo effect.
It was part of research into the nocebo effect.
The nocebo effect occurs when you switch to a new brand and are naturally on the lookout for side effects or symptoms that you wouldn't normally pay attention to.
But people with epilepsy, like Emma Black, are furious at being told their side effects can be put down to their anxiety about switching to a generic.
For anybody who saw me during the time where I was suffering from the side effects, they would all agree there was no way that the physical side effects I was having was in my mind.
The psychologist and HR consultant says she was outraged after seeing the video.
I felt like we were part of some sort of perverse science experiment. When the video said, it's all in your head, don't worry about it, the side effects of your experience are normal or they're caused by you thinking about it too much. It made light of a situation that's really serious.
Laura Hume, a 27-year-old who's had epilepsy since the age of five, says she lost her job after changing medicines. She says it was very real and not a nocebo effect.
I just got a new job and I thought it was the stress of that. So 3 months into my job, which was my first job ever, I actually had to quit because of the stress and the seizures, and I went from probably about 10 seizures a day to 40 within a short period of time.
Pharmac would not be interviewed for this story, but says it commissioned the video and research to support the lamotrigine brand change back in March. It said the research had ethics approval and looked at whether a text message sent to patients informing them of an upcoming change to their medicine has a positive impact on their acceptance of the change in brand. Some study participants were provided a link to the video to watch.
Physical symptoms like fatigue or headaches are very common and can easily be mistaken for side effects of a new drug.
It said the video was not intended to be widely distributed into the public domain, rather was aimed at people who'd provided informed consent to participate in the study. Emails obtained by RNZ show Pharmac manager Adam McRae wrote to Epilepsy New Zealand on Wednesday saying the video link had been pulled down and the research stopped.
In the context of significant public concern around the lamotrigine brand change, including the recent media coverage, the research has been ceased and the video content removed.
The decision was made after a complaint by Epilepsy New Zealand Chief Executive Ross Smith about the video, which was voiced by Wallace Chapman in his private capacity outside his work as an RNZ presenter. In a bid to save $30 million over 5 years, Pharmac pulled funding for the Lamictal and Arrow brands of lamotrigine, forcing about 90% of the 11,000 people on the drug to switch to a generic form called Logum. Pharmac then backed down last month and said that in most cases it would pay for people to stay on their original brand. The research into the nocebo effect of generic medicines was carried out by Professor Keith Petrie at Auckland University. Professor Petrie did not want to be interviewed but said in an email that it was the university's call to suspend the research. His words here have been voiced.
Anti-Pharmac activists had spread the video on social media, potentially to people who would have been in the study, thus compromising our research design.
Arabella Gube, who has a four-year-old with epilepsy and has been an advocate for patients forced to switch brands, believed the video could have been dangerous in attributing headaches and fatigue to the nocebo effect.
for a lot of patients, that is a sign that you're about to have a seizure. And I'm tremendously concerned that people have watched the video, they're getting in their cars with little kids and thinking this is nocebo and not realising that it's actually an aura and they may be about to have a seizure.
Pharmac says it's critical that people who have been prescribed Logam do not stop taking it. They say that for most people taking the medicine, Logam works in the same way as the other two lamotrigine brands that were previously funded. For Checkpoint, Kwagayan Espinatiene.